How to Read Billy Collins. Sit by a clean window in your most comfortable chair. If it's morning, a cup of coffee. Later in the day, a glass of Chardonnay. Perhaps a brush stroke of sunlight will fall across the book as you open it. If you're wearing a necktie, take it off. Some background music to soften the air is okay. I'd suggest Bach's cello suites or Haydn's string quartets. The fun is, you're moving through the third or fourth poem by now. You don't know who's going to show up. Here's Li Po, for example, taking a seat on a limestone outcropping some 50 feet away, lifting a bronze chalice to his lips. A mottled, ragged dog clenching a newspaper in his teeth trots by. Dante, unmistakable in his red tunic and coif, checks out the insistent sun in its circle of sky. And then Emily Dickinson, naked except for what appears to be a fruit pie she holds with both hands, parades by the window, which is when you should go to the front door, wave, and invite them all in.